Hello and welcome to the podcast. And this week we have a very special guest. Can you introduce yourself?
My name's Max.
And who are you, Max, in relation to Ruby?
I'm her sister.
You're Ruby's sister? Mm-hmm. She's your sister or you're her sister?
She's my sister.
Okay. Now, I've invited you in because I thought you might want to do one of these podcasts with me. Are you keen to try one?
Yep.
Okay. Shall we do it?
Yep.
Now, usually when I shake up the dice, Ruby says, let your imagination run wild. Do you want to try that?
Yes.
You got to talk into the microphone.
Yes.
Okay. Ready? Go. That's where you say, let your imagination run wild. That was really soft. You got to say it loud.
Let your imagination come alive.
Oh, I like that. Let your imagination come alive. That's different. Okay, can you help me with some of these characters?
Yeah.
What do we got there?
We've got a telescope.
That's right. What's this one?
A cauldron.
Mm-hmm. What do we got here? That's a secret entrance, I reckon.
Secret entrance.
What about that?
A whip.
Yeah, okay. What about here?
Puzzle piece.
Puzzle piece. What's that one?
A monkey.
Okay. What about this?
A necklace.
Okay. What about this?
The sun.
Okay. That.
Beans.
I reckon that's a sheriff's badge, don't you?
Yeah.
Not a sun? Okay, here we go. Do you want to hear a story?
No. A sheriff's star. Do you
know? A sheriff's star. You got to talk into the microphone.
A sheriff's star.
Okay. How can you tell it's a sheriff's star?
It's a sheriff's star. Sheriffs usually...
Mate, you got to talk into the microphone.
Sheriffs have sheriff's stars because they're sheriffs and they usually have it on.
Right. Right. Okay. Have you ever heard the story of the dino dog?
Nope.
Do you want to hear a story about a dino dog?
Yep.
There was a sheriff of a small town and he had the last surviving dino dog. Have you ever heard of a dino dog?
Nope.
Dino dog is a dog-sized dinosaur. What's your favorite dinosaur?
T-Rex.
Would you believe that this sheriff of this small town had a T-Rex the size of a dog?
Yes.
And he kept it in a hidden lair under his house?
Yes.
And in that hidden lair under his house, occasionally he would take down pet monkeys. Did you know why he took down the pet monkeys?
Nope.
Well, what does a dinosaur eat?
Meat.
Yeah, and so why would you take down pet monkeys?
To eat them?
Yeah. Only these are dino dogs, and what they really like to eat is magical beans. And the only way you can find a magical bean is if you take a pet monkey on an adventure to a mysterious island, and they can actually find the magical beans to feed to dino dogs. And so in this small town that he was a sheriff of, he was protecting a very, very, very rare jewel. And oftentimes, pirates would use their magnifying glasses to try and spy the special jewel. But do you know what the best dog to protect magical jewels are?
Nope.
It's a dino dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so the dino dog had formed friendships with a lot of monkeys who had been bringing magical beans into his hidden lair when one day, out of the blue, pirates discovered the missing pirate piece to get into the special lair to capture the gemstone. And do you know what happened next?
No.
Do you want to have a guess?
Wait, what did you say?
Were you paying any attention whatsoever?
Yes.
What was the last thing you remember me saying?
I don't know.
What am I telling you a story about?
A dino dog.
A dino dog? Where does it live?
In the dino world?
No, in a hidden lair under the sheriff's house. What does a dino dog eat?
Monkeys.
No! Dinosaurs eat
magical beans.
What's it protecting?
Magical beans.
No, that's what it eats. What was the dino dog protecting?
A monkey.
No, that's who it's friends with.
I don't know.
Okay, anyway, the pirates discovered the magical piece and they came in with bullwhips, but thankfully the dino dog was there to protect them with monkeys. But the thing is they didn't hurt the pirates, they just became best friends with them and then had a giant pot of food to cook up because they'd been collecting so many beans. And in the end, the pirates became the best friend of the town and helped to protect the magical jewel.
Oh.
I don't think you paid attention to any of that story.
Yeah?
What was the name of the monkey?
I didn't hear that part for some reason.
Yeah, because I didn't say it. All right, are you going to do one more of these stories with me next week?
Yep.
All right, that's it for this week. That was...
Bye!
Max and Duncan, and that was Lesser Known Unreal Animals. Bye!